Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. This is a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in your area today, and we would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Is that okay, sir?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Okay, in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Texas. Now, do you live in the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
Inside.
Inside. Now, just to confirm, is your zip code 78214?
No.
No? Okay, what's your zip code?
78221.
221. Okay, thank you. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station for a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, or a member of a teacher's union or a teacher association?
No.
Okay. Now, in what year were you born?
1996.
96?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes you? Are you a woman, a man, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A man.
A man? Okay. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, Spanish-speaking background?
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Now, for statistical purpose only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Are you Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American or Asian-American?
White.
White, okay. Now, what is the last grade you completed in school?
12.
12, okay, so that would be high school, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger from who you are a parent or a guardian to?
None.
None. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. But if I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one. I know your time is very valuable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First one is going to be the San Antonio City Council. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Someone.
Okay. San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino.
I really don't know too much.
Okay. Mayor Ron Nittenberg.
Don't know too much about that one either.
Okay. Teachers Union.
Favorable.
Would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. But if I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one, okay? First
okay.
One is going to be Magna School in San Antonio. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Non-favorable.
Would that be very unfavorable or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, private and parochial schools in San Antonio.
I don't know too much about it.
Okay, innovation schools in San Antonio.
Don't know too much about those either.
Okay, 1882 partnership schools in San Antonio.
Don't know too much about those either.
Traditional public schools in San Antonio.
No, those are favorable.
Okay, will that be very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, and the last one, public charter schools in San Antonio.
Don't know too many.
Okay, no worries. Now, would you say that public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is the public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
I believe it's on the wrong track.
Wrong track? Okay, let me go ahead and go back here. Okay. Now, will you say that it's the most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? Do you think it's the governor, the mayor of San Antonio, the teachers union, superintendent, school district officials, the state legislature, or the school board?
School board.
School board, okay. Now, how important do you think it is that all parents have the availability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Do you think it's not important at all, not that important, somewhat important, or very important?
Very important.
Thank you. Now, do you think that local public schools in San Antonio need to change? Not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
A lot.
A lot, okay. Now, from what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
I'm in favor.
Would that be strongly in favor or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, and over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or it has not changed one way or the other?
Hasn't really changed.
Thank you. Now, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio, will you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
It really wouldn't have any effect on my vote.
Now, thinking some more about local elections, many people that we have spoke with say that they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Is it never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
Never.
Never. Okay. Now, moving on, which one of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Would that be supporting and facilitating more school choice for students, student safety, increasing funding to public schools, reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing, enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools, cutting the number of public charter schools, keeping good teachers, or providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic?
Is there one for all of the above?
Yes.
Let's do all the above.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me, as I read each one, if you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each statement. The first one, annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement?
I agree.
Would that be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next one, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly agree, or somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. And the last one, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or somewhat agree with that statement?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you so much. So we're almost finished with the survey here. Now, moving on, the City Council acts the policymaking and legislative body here in San Antonio. The City Charter does not include the City Council having on focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the City Council should be less involved, more involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today?
I think it should be more involved.
More, okay. Now, changing topics, the Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education savings account program. This program will give parents who opt out of public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs to the state on average to educate a child each year to pay for the children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, will you oppose or support this education savings account program?
I would support.
Would that be strongly support or not so strongly?
Not strongly.
Okay, strongly. Now, just a few more questions for statistical purpose only. Are you currently employed, stay-home parent, retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
I'm employed.
Employed, okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
I don't know. Never really paid attention to that.
Okay. Do you lean towards the Republican Party or the Democrat Party?
I don't know too much about that either. Not too much in politics.
Okay. So will you say that you're independent?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Are you well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Low income. Okay. So that was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for helping me out. It means a lot to me and the company, and I hope you stay safe out there, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.